Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock, with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's a story from Noemi Marin.
My story is about meeting the Dalai Lama in 2010. Everybody asks about how did Dalai Lama come to Florida Atlantic University where I teach? Did you bring him in as the director of peace studies? Did anybody invite him? And the truth of the matter is that his office reached to us to invite the Dalai Lama to Florida Atlantic University. So in a sense, we'd never invited him. He invited himself. So I was very happy as the director of the peace studies program at the time that the Dalai Lama is coming. And it was set up for February 2010. We didn't know exactly the time. We didn't know exactly the dates. But then it happened in the very end of February because the Dalai Lama came to both Nova University and Florida Atlantic University. On that premise of his arrival, we created here a festival of a week of expressions of peace. So on the day of his arrival, he was here to speak to the students about compassion. I had to choose the topic. And the reason I chose compassion and the Dalai Lama obliged by speaking about compassion was because compassion was not talked about just as social understanding and what we understand by compassion, but also from a Buddhist standpoint of what compassion is, which brings in the understanding that we live as a communal set of beings. So I went and read a lot about compassion before his talk. And it was a long talk for about 2 hours. A very generous talk from the Dalai Lama about compassion, about the world that we live in, and about us, all of us. The bonus was that on the very same day, he also invited us all, not all, but some, to meet with him personally. And I was one of the privileged ones to be part of that group. I got to meet the Dalai Lama on my own for several minutes of his life and my life. And he changed me because as a Buddhist, I knew that he, as the Dalai Lama is a Buddhist, he expects gifts as part of the tradition. What I grabbed from my office was one of my books because I didn't know what to bring to the Dalai Lama. So I brought my book, which is a book on exile and a book on communism and exile, which is part of my research. And it's called After the Fall. And I brought the book and I offered him my book. When I saw him, what was surprising for me was when he shook my hand and took me and held me close to him. He has a way of shaking hands that is very, very touching because it is real. It's the closeness of human touch that was very, very real. And he did two things phenomenal for me that marked me for the rest of my life. One was, not only he accepted the book beautifully, but he also asked me, did you write anything for me? And I had no idea that I could write to the Dalai Lama a dedication. And here I was next to him, and he said, please do. So he invited me, and I wrote the funniest dedication probably anyone can write to the Dalai Lama, which was, to Dalai Lama with love, Noemi Marin. And the second thing he asked me, which was beautiful, was he understood that I come from Romania. I come from a communist country. I come from a world where 106 million people were killed in the name of an idea. I come from the same world, part of the world that he comes from, the communist world where he was exiled from. And he looked at me and he said, you come from Romania, you got it worse than I did. Which was something that to this day I take as one of the most compassionate, wonderful, and wise statement that will always be with me. Thank you, Dalai Lama.
Noemi Marin, meeting the Dalai Lama, she was really awed, and I get the impression she didn't expect that.
Well, she says a number of things to that end. She says he changed me, something marked me for the rest of my life. At the end, she makes it very clear how moved she was by how real. I think she meant authentic, and his human touch was so authentic.
Well, I don't think anybody could expect that.
Well, in a way, actually not, because he's just so above and beyond. You know, what you read about him, hear about him, he's like on a different plane of existence, certainly on a different spiritual plane. So I think in a real sense, she was quite unprepared for this experience.
She was struck by his compassion, the subject she wanted to talk about, yet here he is saying that she suffered more than him.
Michael, you took the words right out of my mouth. Here, his stated lecture topic to the community was compassion, and yet his behavior exuded compassion. What he said to her in a private moment, that you have suffered more than I have, when the Dalai Lama's exile and suffering is well known by anybody who's ever heard his name. And here he was taking that time and giving that emotional energy to what she had experienced. I think that really exemplified compassion. You know, we think so often of people who are so famous and so powerful as being able to speak to the masses and being able to persuade people to do such and such, or teach people or motivate people. And here is this one individual speaking to this other individual who has also gone through pain and gone through a type of exile and saying, I hear you. I know what you went through. And I don't know how many times a Romanian in this country has heard somebody say that. You know, there are examples of terrible tragedies that have befallen people in other countries, and they come here and people say, oh, I read about your plight in the news or about your country. And Romania, the revolution in Romania happened almost 30 years ago, and maybe people don't recall the details. Maybe some people never knew what Romanians went through. And so it was a very special moment, I think, in Noemi's life. And to be really truly understood by the Dalai Lama is something very moving.
I found it unusual that she thought her dedication in the book was humorous when I thought it was rather heartfelt.
Well, you could look at it both ways, I guess. There's something so sweet and lovely about an extremely serious professor, extremely well-educated and honored, writing love to the Dalai Lama. You don't think of somebody like that, of her stature, putting something like that in the dedication to her book, and yet she was writing from her heart. It just came out, and I think it surprised her. When you think about it, it is kind of funny. You would think she would say, such a pleasure to meet you, or all my best, or very sincerely, or thank you for coming. And yet that expression of love was just so sincere and authentic and delightful.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a story of South Florida they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneile, that's C-N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information, as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Click radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.